This is, quite honestly, one of my favorite songs of all time. Any chance I have to work it onto a compilation, mixtape, radio show, podcast, or otherwise, I will foist it upon those listening. Not only is it the theme to an excellently underrated movie, but it's probably the best punk song to ever use Entry of the Gladiators as its backbone. Granted, it's probably the only punk song to use the Circus Calliope as its backbone, but still, fantastically catchy song. The Dickies have always existed as a strange bunch of circus freaks playing rapid-fire covers of classic rock songs, but their originals are at once ridiculously simple pop confections, as well as intricately worded blasts of punk. The song works perfectly as a theme for the 1988 Chiodo Brothers sci-fi horror movie, like the best theme song that encapsulates the plot inside a 3-minute pop song. If nothing else, it's damned close in spirit to the Five Blobs' The Blob, in that it musically manages to be good ol' swing and fun, even with lyrics about the looming inevitability of your death. For realsies, catchiest line ever to make reference to eliminating an entire group of people that's not Holiday in Cambodia was written by Leonard Graves Phillips. I speak, of course, of the couplet, "See a rubber nose on a painted face, bringing genocide to the human race." The video manages to simultaneously fit in with the Killer Clowns from Outer Space movie, while also ending up pretty far off the mark. You've got a couple of the clowns from the film doing weird things, although not the crazy things they do in the movie. It's set in a courtroom in jail, like the sets from some cop show were the only ones readily available. Given that at no point do the clowns do much more than nod or look menacing, it's really kind of a letdown. There are so many chances to take the Dickies and wrap them in cotton candy, and it never happens. There's plenty of film clips for that sort of thing, obviously, and it makes for a great highlight reel, which ought to be more than enough to convince you to see the film if you've not already done so. So, all in all, great song about the movie. Great that the video actually includes the characters from the movie, but the two don't really mesh all that well. Watch the movie, buy the EP, and I'm kind of sorry that the video is such a mediocrity. This has been From the Stereo to Your Screen. You can find the columns as well as videos at Cinepunks, which is at CinePunx.com, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at Cinepunks. This show can be found online at FromAndInspiredBy.com and on Facebook and Twitter at FromInspiredPod. You can subscribe to us via iTunes as well. Please hit up the website and click on the Give Us Money button to help pay for web hosting and long-distance fees, and remember to leave us a review on iTunes. We'll be back next week with a new episode of From and Inspired By, talking the recent Splatterfest Deathgasm and Pool Party Massacre with Professor Pizza, frontman of the thrash metal band Axe Slasher. Until next time, thanks for listening.